Hare Krishna. So Arjuna is giving reasons for not fighting. We saw the first reason, compassion for his relatives. And he said, "Oh Krishna, I'll not fight. How can I kill my own relatives?" Then second reason he gave was, "Oh, if I kill my own relatives, then how will I be able to enjoy? With whom will I enjoy?" So loss of enjoyment was the second reason. And then he tells Krishna, "I'll not kill." And the third reason that Arjuna gave was, "If I kill all of them, sins will overcome me. So, oh Krishna, I'll not fight." Now, finally, Arjuna is giving the fourth reason from text number 39. Let's see what is that. Kulakshaye pranashyante kula dharma sanatanaha dharme nashte kulam kritsnam adharmo bhavatyuta. Arjuna is saying, Kulakshaye, when the family is destroyed, so he's talking about when the elders are killed, what will happen? Kula dharma, sanatana kula dharma, that is eternal family traditions, what will happen to that? Pranashanti will be destroyed. And then he says, dharme nashte, when this entire religious process which is there, if that is vanquished, then kulam kritsnam, the whole family, what will happen to the whole family? Dharmo bhi bhavatyuta, adharma or irreligion will take over, will conquer the entire family. Now this is very, very nice, you know, what Arjuna is talking about. So let's analyze now line by line. In the system of Varnashrama institution, there are many principles of religious traditions to help members of the family grow properly and attain spiritual values. So here there's a mention of a word called Varna Ashrama. So this Varna Ashrama can be divided into two parts, Varna and Ashrama. So there are four Varnas, Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Shudra. Now by the way, this is not caste system. So this is a natural categorization based on the person's nature, the person's intellectual capability, the person's work. So based on all this, this is a natural categorization which automatically manifests. Now Brahmana is the one who works on the intellectual platform, philosophy and teaching and other things. And Kshatriya is a diplomat, the one who is into administration, the military army, the military force. So they all are categorized in this, Kshatriya. Vaishyas, they are the business class. And Shudras, they are basically the labor class. Now in this way, we have these four categories of Varna. And similarly, we have got four categories of Ashrama. So suppose a human being lives for 100 years. So first 25 years, he's expected to remain a bachelor, a brahmachari. And after that, when he gets married, for next 25 years, he's expected to remain in the married household life and he has to take care of the family. So in brahmachari life, he's nicely trained. He follows all rules and regulations. And with that training, he gets married and he implements, you know, various things that he has learned. And then the next 25 years after that is vanaprastha or retired life. And after that, the next 25 years is, after fulfilling all the responsibilities of the family, the person fully engages himself in spiritual practices till the last breath. Now this Varna and Ashrama are very, very important. For what? For gradual progress of a person towards attaining perfection of human form of life, and that is breaking the cycle of birth and death. This is what is the goal finally. And Varnashrama helps, you know, to gradually progress up. But now, there's a very important point which Arjuna is making. Let's see that. The elder members are responsible for purifying, for such purifying processes in the family, beginning from birth to death. So the elder members who are there in the family, they are the ones who will teach what next to do. Because when it comes to younger ones, they might not know what is the process and things like that. So the experienced elders who are there in the family, they will teach what next to do. But then, what happens when they are destroyed? But on the death of elder members, such family traditions of purification may stop, and the remaining younger family members may develop irreligious habits and thereby lose their chance of spiritual salvation. So if there are no elder members, there is no question of passing on those family traditions or the teachings of Varnashrama very properly. And when that will not happen, so there is no question of elevation. In fact, there will be a lot of degradation. And the person will lose the chance or opportunity to perfect this human form of life. And so Arjuna is saying, oh Krishna, if we kill all these elders, what will happen to all the younger ones? The entire family will be completely destroyed. Now there's a very nice learning for all of us here. So currently, if we properly observe the entire setup of this generation, it's all about nuclear families. Husband, wife, maybe one or two kids. Now, the question is, who will teach what next to do? Now when the parents, they themselves don't know, what will they teach to the kids? Here comes the importance of Bhagavad Gita and the association of devotees. Bhagavad Gita gives the topmost knowledge to perfect human form of life. And the association of devotees, especially the senior devotees, will help us to imbibe that particular knowledge in our life. And when we do that, automatically, we can impart that knowledge to the younger generation or to our kids. And in this way, we can help our kids to be an all-rounder, especially to perfect the human form of life. In this way, when a person takes up Bhagavad Gita teachings very seriously, applies in one's own life, he is benefited, and along with that, even the next generation is benefited. Now Arjuna is giving this reason that the entire family tradition, you know, will be vanquished. And now in the next few verses, he is going to talk about after that what will happen. He is getting into details of each and everything. Who will get affected? Then what will happen? And after that what will happen? So let's see that in the next video. Hope all of you are attempting the quiz and having a nice time doing that. In fact, this will enhance our understanding in Bhagavad Gita. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. A small request. So after watching the video, please go through the entire explanation that is mentioned in the description block. So a link is given for reading out the entire detailed description of each and every verse. Second thing I request you all to do is, please post your realization in the comment section. That will really help others, you know, to revise different concepts that we have discussed. And the most important thing, every single shloka has got a quiz. So a great team is working behind to make the entire quiz. And it's really very interesting, which will enhance our understanding. So please attempt the quiz. And the link is there in the description block. And there are various other links also in the description block which you can explore. Thank you.